This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Florida, doing a lot of exciting, important things behind the scenes. Of course, the great Owen Schroyer, the libtard destroyer, is in the ATX in Austin, Texas. And yesterday, I tuned in to saw Harrison Swiss hosting the show, which Harrison does a great job. We love Harrison. He hosts American Journal, a new father just a few weeks ago, already back in the saddle. But I said, what is he doing? It's supposed to be Owen hosting. And then, oh, remember you told Owen he should go down and protest the Socialist Restaurant Association of Texas. It didn't exist until a few weeks ago. It's a Antifa group. And they want things to stay closed. And they have this new thing where they all pretend that they are in the movie The Gangs of New York, where they cross their arms and wear top hats, like they're the butcher, I guess, and then threaten people. So it's pretty hilarious. There's a full hour of it at man.video. But these are literally enforcers that want to control us. We got a five-minute excerpt of that that we're going to be playing coming up. But they always wear masks, and so now they want us to wear masks, a symbol of being in their cult, in their gang. But the big news we're going to be hitting is this little juicy right here. And this is all over the news. In fact, my wife texted me yesterday and said, have you seen this? And I said, yeah. And what she sent me was NPR. So this is a major talking point. It's in ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post. And this is not a dystopic joke. It's, oh, you'll be allowed out. Oh, you'll be allowed to sit on a park bench now, like the UK saying, vaccinated Americans allowed to taste freedom. Oh, you don't have to wear your mask if you've been inoculated, the CDC says. But Fauci says that's not true, so most good virtue-signaling businesses, they are going to demand you still wear the mask. But we have the footage in Yuma, Arizona. Let me pull that up next time, guys. I forgot to tell you. Yuma, Arizona was on Infowars.com last night. Hundreds and hundreds, just in one video shot of just people walking across, many of them with children, many of them children they've grabbed, that's admitted. And they're not even being tested. And when they do get tested, they go turn themselves in. They go, oh, you have COVID? You have TB? You have tuberculosis? Go on in. It's all a giant virtue signal fraud. And the left can turn on their disdain and their disgrace when you're not wearing a mask or when you're not social distancing. Oh, but when it's the illegal alien or somebody else, then it's totally fine. This is sick. This is a joke. And Latin America has real diseases, real bubonic plague, real drug-resistant TB. But any real problem is just ignored. Oh, and let's not even give these people treatment if we're going to take them in and go bankrupt. Let's go ahead and just let them in. So fraud upon fraud, but I thought you'd want to know. Here it is. Vaccinated Americans allowed to taste. Oh, please. Oh, I get a small drink of water in the desert. Oh, after a year and a half of lockdown, like, oh. But it shows how it is a self-imposed lockdown. Because they're just, oh, I can take it off because I've had the shot? Yes, good slave, you can take it off. And then, of course, they're just going to clamp it right back down. The same British Royal Academy that funded by Bill Gates that came out last year and said, oh, you know, we're going to have half a million Brits die. We're going to have tens of millions of U.S. citizens die. The numbers were first 18 million, then it was 5 million, went on, and then 2 million. They were anywhere close to that. They're now saying, sorry, the lockdowns are going to have to come back because there's going to be a viral surge. They can just direct all these corrupt hospital chains and testing companies of what the new guideline is of how many cycles on the PCR test. And then these companies are getting their medical directives of the technocracy. And so that's why they're allowed to engage in mass crime, including the new guillotine, the ventilator. But notice most of the deaths are in New Jersey, New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and where these Democrat scumbag governors run things, because that's where they direct the states directly through the UN to murder you. They will murder you, including people we know that have been murdered with ventilators. So if you want to be murdered, live in one of these blue states under their murderer's control. They will grab you, they will snake tubes down your lungs, and then blast them out under total torture for weeks until you die. Then they will be received $53,000 cash for your murder. Back in the 60s. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely honored that you're joining us on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me in the ATX. We have the Republican strategist, analyst, great lady, very smart, a lovely person who was banned on Twitter a few days ago because she criticized pedophilia and said it was demonic. Twitter said that's not allowed. She'll be joining us coming up today in the second hour. I also want to tell you about some of the new things that are being banned, some of the new things that the big corporate America is teaching you are bad. Any term you can use to differentiate reality so that you can actually navigate the lies and fraud. There's a war on logic, a war on communication, a war on civilization. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. But Lauren Witzke is going to be joining us of HoldTheLinePack.com coming out in the second hour. Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour before Owen Schroyer and Emperor Papertine co-host the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. But Owen Schroyer is here. He's got a lot to cover, obviously, today. And I don't normally read whole articles, but I saw this article yesterday. A friend sent it to me. And it's just so dead on, and it just makes me love Trump so much, despite his failings, because this is truth. This is how Vladimir Putin and the Russians really see Trump. Trump was never a Russian agent, had no connections to the Russians, other than ideology, in that Russia has struggled partially free from the Soros New World Order satanic grasp. And so when they said this is Russian collusion, they're really talking about metaphysical, spiritual, and of course, all of that. Is manifested as cultural. Very powerful article at AmericanThinker.com. And I've asked the crew to post at least a part of this and a link on InfoWars.com so it gets more attention. But it's Putin's former chief of staff calls Trump a champion against the New World Order. We're going to read this in the last segment of this hour. But I want to bring Owen Schroyer in. To also give us the prelude of some of the things he's going to be covering. He'll be co-hosting with me the first 2 hours, and then he'll be hosting the third hour all by his little lonesome. Vaccinated Americans allowed to taste freedom. Vaccinated Americans, allowed to taste freedom. And just a little bit. You get the taste, just a taste, a bitty little sweetie taste. So this is not a laughing matter. This is totally sick. It's a total lie. But they're now admitting, oh, none of the mRNA vaccines, not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that's a virus vector vaccine, none of those even protect you from COVID or other strains. So they just have to keep taking new shots every month or so that are experimental and have been linked to all sorts of deaths and problems. And I explain this to a lot of listeners, and I've explained this to the crew, and I've got some of the great crew sitting around over here with me here in this condo, little studio we have right now, coming to you from an undisclosed location in Florida. And they're like, hey, boss, we ran into something new today. They're like, we were using on the road because it was better to upload videos to the crew so they could play them on the show via YouTube channels that they have privately. So it was never posted. It was always private. And they both got strikes on their YouTube for violating the rules by putting out false medical information not in line with the CDC or the WHO. Because the WHO is our boss. They're now out in the open controlling every facet of our lives. And Joe Biden takes his orders directly from the UN now. This is an incredible time to be alive. And I said, guys, I know. I'm trying to explain this. I know you're smart. Remember when we had like 100 Twitter handles 2 or 3 years ago during the purge? And I kept saying, stop uploading to our other Twitter accounts with the company cell phones. They have IP addresses. That's how they're banning them. For some reason, people didn't listen to me. And it just kept happening. And my point is, I'm not a tech guy. I don't know how it all works. I just know what the policies are. And so finally we started getting some burner phones. And it took them over a year and a half to ban our other Twitter accounts because it was all AI doing it. So we have to think about how these systems work. And a lot of times just do a few little things for the general public, not just us, and get around that. And if we would have gotten burner phones, like I said, and done that immediately, we would have kept most of those for a lot longer. And I'm only saying that now because I'm not just saying this. Okay, here's an example. When you upload a video to YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, it creates a Word document. It creates a transcript that is then fed through an AI system that's been put together by a consortium of the Southern Poverty Law Center, Media Matters, and the ADL. That's if it's political, what they call hate speech, like mother, father. The word normal now is being banned. Congress has banned the word mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather. I mean, this isn't a science fiction movie. This isn't 1984. This is real. Well, you're like, well, we'll just ignore them. No, your phone, a lot of phones now, especially iPhones, won't type something that's an improper word. But at first, it wouldn't let you spell it or would recommend something else with autocorrect. Now it just won't let you. So that's where all this digital straitjacket's going. And so you can read into it, and the guys looked it up, and they confirmed it. Everything you're doing is being watched in live time by AI before you're even allowed to publish it, and then you're not. They've had congressional hearings about it. It's all been done. This is so beyond draconian. And this is what a technocracy is where they just pre-program your car doesn't work when they don't want it to. They just pre-program your air conditioner doesn't turn on or they control your thermostat. And it's not like I'm telling you this out of a crystal ball. This is all the plan to incrementally roll it out. So all the political censorship you see, the censorship of the president, the censorship of governors, the censorship of legislatures, the censorship of other corporations and companies, this is only the beginning, where very soon you'll be forced to have a phone that tracks you and listens to you as a personal assistant. You'll be forced to have a personal assistant, digital assistant, like Alexa in your home, or you will not be allowed to have power or have running water or have a house. This is the social credit score, and then it will mind you and watch you. You will then be forced to join on a Facebook-like program. It'll probably be Facebook, a communal group chat, where you live in a communal group and where they get to see your photos and what you do, and nothing is private because they have to be a judge of what you're doing. They already have AI doing it, but they want other people to be in control of you. Then they move to no more single-family dwellings, which they've already banned in most parts of the world under Agenda 21, most liberal cities, because they're not liberal, they're authoritarian. They are doing all of this. And so you will then have to live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. Larger ones will be 400 square feet. It'll empty into a communal area that's a panopticon. It'll be a circle or a square with your 6 or 4 coffin rooms attached to it. And your family, your children, will then be given a score and put in with a group of globalist minders and controllers. And so the vaccine and all of this is just the rollout of that new beginning, a system so hellish it's beyond imagination. And it's going to be tested first on people being brought in from the third world into Europe and the United States. I mean, here's an example I've got as our security people, some great former Army and folks that have also been contractors. And they were describing how these big defense contractors paid the Indian chefs that cook their food $1 a day and put 8 of them into a room smaller than what prisoners are in. That's what they expect to live like. And so we're not going to raise up the world with the West rising up and then it raising the third world. No. We're going down and they're going down. You understand? They're going down, we're going down, to then meet at an absolutely horrible subsistence level where we eat bugs, we drink sewage, and we eat weeds. That's Klaus Schwab. And you're like, well, this doesn't make sense. The COVID lockdowns have already devastated 100 years of progress. Everything's already collapsing. They're inflating all the currency on purpose to bankrupt everything. This is economic warfare total takeover. And when they totally collapse the third world and billions of people are trying to immigrate to Europe and the United States, the globals will then use that to control us politically with those groups they're bringing in to our populations. So this is total war. It's total dystopia. And we have to get the legislatures, we have to get the Congress, we have to get other leaders around the world awake to it to organize an alliance against this axis of post-human Satanism. And that's why this situation out of Russia is so powerful when we read this translated article by the former chief of staff, Vladimir Putin. We'll talk to Owen Schroyer on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Just thinking, I know why people don't want to believe a lot of this stuff, because globalism is an evil post-human system that slowly strangles and destroys and takes full control over society. All right, let's go ahead and go to this important clip, and then I'm going to get Owen Schroyer's take on this. This is our puppet president who did steal the election. With the Chi-Coms, who doesn't even know what planet he's on. And again, if your globalists want to steal the election, you don't want another president because he might actually try to be president. He might actually exert some force. If you're a globalist consortium, you want a puppet. And Biden's as close to a puppet as I see any case in world history, other than maybe Boris Yeltsin, who was so incredibly drunk all the time, didn't know what planet he was on. By the way, I'm pledging again. I've gone a long time off and on not drinking. I'm pledging here to the whole audience that I'm going to be a teetotaler again. Not judge people that drink, but just with the stressful times, the way the world works. I know during the lockdown, a lot of folks are drinking too much. I know I drink too much sometimes. I'm pledging here on air, teetotaling, because just the times are too incredibly serious. I don't want to end up like Boris Yeltsin, being a leader completely wasted. But, I mean, it's just crazy. So I've never seen anything like it. And it's just going to get more insane from here on out. He doesn't know the name of the Pentagon, doesn't know the name of the Secretary of Defense. Here it is.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the Secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Doesn't even know the name of the Pentagon or the Secretary of Defense or the women. He just says these women. And look, it's women. It's women. Women. Oh, on International Women's Day, UN Day. Women. Look, we have women in charge. This is all about just getting rid of the military. The military, they plan within 10 years to be almost completely robot. And so to make the normal military dysfunctional, you see the demoralization program and process taking place. And all these little silly betas and all these little silly followers, the real alpha males aren't standing up saying no to the tyrants. And so they're recruiting all the betas to have the last watch on the human ship. When the species is taken down. And it's all people that have pledged not to have children. That's the first step of these individuals is they don't have children because it's glamorized not to do so. And again, it's the post-human world. And it's a reclamation project. But before they can rebuild the Earth, the globalist image, they have to get rid of us. Owen Schroyer, they're in the ATX. This is so beyond surreal, so beyond any dystopic novel I could imagine. The images of him not knowing the Secretary of Defense's name, Lloyd Austin, him not knowing the two women he's promoting, it just doesn't matter. You know, it's like, well, this guy's black and these people are women. I'm sure there might have been some women that were qualified. I'm sure there were some black guys that were qualified to be the Secretary of Defense, but he certainly wasn't it. He's a globalist who says the U.S. military is evil and racist, and we had a 60-day stand-down to make sure bad white people aren't behaving badly. What he is an order follower of the globalists. And now we have, I'll cover this coming up, major producers here in the United States of household products coming out, and they say they're banning the word normal. You see, because you can't have some benchmark of, you know, it's normal to have a wife or a husband and have children. It's normal to want capitalism. It's normal to want the things that are successful. You know, it's normal to not want to have cancer. It's normal to not want to be a robot. It's normal that ice freezes or water freezes at a certain temperature. You know, it's normal to know what science and facts are. But instead, we see an absolute war on this. So here's the article up on Infowars.com for everybody to see. Unilever. Normal gets canceled as Unilever vows to drop word from all brands. And I guess that means, normal means, oh, this is just a standard fabric softener or whatever, or scentless. Well, maybe it's bad to say you don't have a scent. And again, people thought it was 10 years ago, a joke, when the left said, hey, we're going to ban the term mother and father and boy or girl on school entrance forms. And then now the U.S. Congress just said it a few months ago. This is real. And this is a total attack on your identity as a human, as a man, as a woman. It's an attack on women's bathrooms and women's showers and women's reservations. And it's an attack on women's spaces and women's sports. And it's all done by these big corporate men saying, oh, we're here to empower women. No, they took women away from their children. They're destroying our culture. And then teaching women, oh, you're the elite now because you don't like men. And it's billionaire and trillionaire men that control trillions, literally with the communist Chinese running it all. And it's a total sick joke. And they show men as emasculated posing as a woman. Oh, if you're a man and act like a woman, now you're good. In fact, guys, I wanted that New York Times article. There were two of them in the back of the truck. And they put it in that little hatch under the deal. And I'm having them bring it up if they can. So I needed that rocket room. Thanks. I want to show people two different New York Times that I happen to come across. And every message is anti-human. Every message is satanic. We'll cover that next hour. I want to bring Owen Schroyer in. We've got some video next segment of what he ran into last night. We'll be talking about that first. But right now, Owen, what would you call the state of the world, the place we're in right now? Because we've crossed a Rubicon here where now people that are awake are really awake and aren't in denial anymore, but those that aren't awake are just descending into mass mind control. What would you call this period of time?
Well, what we're seeing is this faux liberal intellectual culture war declaring dominion over Earth. And so that's why when you see them saying, oh, we're getting rid of the word normal, and they run this whole globalist ad campaign like, oh, all these ills of the world, don't worry, we're going to solve all of them because all our culture is superior, all our culture will solve it. Of course, that's the big lie. It's just them going for their totalitarian angle, which is how they implement their policy. So that's all this really is. It's totalitarian. It's on a world scale. It's the one world government. And the people at the top are using the brainwashed good nature of quote unquote liberals to bring this in. Oh, you're fighting for women's rights. Oh, you're fighting against racism. And they feel good about themselves because they're finally doing something in their lives that they've been totally disenfranchised in. And they don't have upward prosperity because they've been shut down, but they don't know why. And so this is them declaring dominion over us. Kind of like what we saw yesterday at this pro-mask rally, where they just want you to wear the mask. They want you to take the vaccine. No more personal choice. And then when you talk about Biden, you know, the good news or bad news, I'm not sure how you want to weigh it, less than 1,000 people in total tuned in to Biden's live speech yesterday that lasted less than 10 minutes, remarks on international
Women's Day. Well, that's what's incredible. Everyone is rejecting the globalist poison, but now with them shutting down the world economy, they're going to dictate to us to have food or anything. We've got to accept their poisons, their attack. And while they run death camps and suppress people, then you see the culture in the New York Times of just men as women, women as men, and it's just so obviously poison to destroy us, and they admit it's poison to destroy us, so we have a bunch of idiots running around the deck of the ship as it sinks. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, with Owen Schroyer, right in Shotgun State. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Sergey Ivanov. Gave a pretty powerful speech, wrote a pretty powerful article, and we're going to be covering that next segment about Donald Trump, and it's powerful. We shouldn't forget it, and most importantly, it's true. I'm Alex Jones, your host, on this live Tuesday edition. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX, and I want to get to what happened to Owen yesterday. There's a full hour of it. I watched probably 30 minutes of it last night, even though I had a lot of work to do. I stayed and I watched about half of it. It's pretty amazing, this group of Antifa calling themselves the Texas Socialist Restaurant Association. Of course, that's just a made-up name. They're Antifa. Demanding everything stay closed. And you talk about a bunch of weirdos. I mean, this is what George Soros can produce. But now they all cross their arms like they're in the gangs of New York and just strut around. This is truly pathetic. And they agree with, CNN, we need to basically never reopen the country because they feel good when Communist China gets a leg up on us and we believe in this whole hoax. separately, a lot of new products, or a lot of products that have been sold out, thankfully came back into stock, because it's very, very hard to keep them in stock because of the COVID lockdowns. We have a new product we've been trying to put out for 2 years. I'm going to leave it at that. And things down the process, and things that have gone on, we finally had it all ready to come out. And then a couple people at the plant in Houston got COVID. No one was sick, but they test everybody. And then so it was a chain reaction that, oh, then somebody else tested positive, somebody else tested positive. And they basically just keep the place closed because everybody gets to stay home. And it's fun for a while until civilization collapses. No wonder why they're homeless later, but that won't matter to them because they won't put two and two together. And, no, China never shut down. That was all just BS. Europe did shut down. Australia shut down, and it's designed to cripple us. And China has made more billionaires last year than all countries combined. And most people are saying that Europe and Australia is not open for business, and the U.S. isn't. They're permanently leaving. So they're reversing everything Trump and we the people did in just a year and a half of this crap. And it's just going to get worse and worse because the average American thinks, oh, I get to stay home and watch Netflix. Yeah, only for a little bit longer. And I know the audience here gets it and is active and cares. But you better reach out to your family. You better reach out to others because we have, I don't know, probably 30, 40 distributors and suppliers of the products we sell. And all of them have trouble getting their base components because of this same phenomenon where people just shut their doors. I mean, you're talking about one person. And a lot of these companies, the lawyers say test everyone. Remember what happened last year? Most of the meatpacking plants shut down because they would test a meatpacking plant of 2,000, 3,000 people. And they'd say, 65%, 70% was the headlines, have COVID. A, the test is wrong. And it's BS. And then they say, actually, no one was sick, though. They were all asymptomatic because it's a fraud. It's a lie. Yeah, there's a real virus they engineered because this was a simulant. They're going to release deadly versions of it in the future. You watch. And Gates has even said, the terrorists have it. They're going to release really deadly ones soon. Yes, this was a simulant to get the handcuffs on you to make sure you behave yourself well. We didn't get an A-plus with Bill Gates where he'd really release a super weapon right away. We got more of like a C-minus in the U.S. Europe got an A-plus. Australia got an A-plus. Africa got an A-plus. The different nations there. So believe me, wherever people lock down properly, you're going to get hit really hard. This is all a rollout. This is all a demonic plan. And so when we get these products back in, it's great because we get to fund ourselves and you get the products as well. So I'll get them while you can. Vitamineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals. It is back in stock. It is high quality. And it's essential for everybody and it funds the operation. 50% off and free shipping. I've extended free shipping throughout this week, but then that's going to be it. And we have Alpha Power, that's basically Supermill Vitality, just the dried herb version. Very, very strong, very, very potent for stamina, energy, libido. That is back in stock. We've been sold out for a long time. And a lot of other products, again, are available as well, like the krill oil, 40% off, but not much longer. That's a huge deal, 40% off. There's not much markup in the krill oil. So good for your body, your heart, your mind. It makes your sleep so much better, so good for your brain. I need to remember to take my fish oil, my krill oil, and when I do, my life is so much better. My skin is so much better. And I've got, again, the stamina, and well, not the stamina really, but the libido of when I was like 16 years old. So it definitely goes together with all the great products like X2, also discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's one product you haven't tried. It should be X2 or X3, the good halogen. All right, Owen, set this up, and then next segment we'll get in to more of CNN reporting that we're so lucky we're getting a small taste of freedom. Just incredible condescension, just incredibly priming the pump for future total lockdowns. They admit they're already starting to cook up. But separately, you went down there yesterday for people that aren't going to go watch the full hour and 5-minute video at Bandai Video and who are on the radio and won't be able to see this 5-minute video we're going to play next segment and then hit the Putin advisor article that's so powerful. What was it like to be in amongst them? They're so stupid. They're so hateful. They're all white, by the way. Nothing against white folks, but Antifa and BLM in most places is all white. They're all the same weird, super white, pasty skin, glow in the dark, really soft type dudes. But now we're seeing guys that aren't really big or tough, but they're crossing their arms. They're wearing tough guy outfits. They think they're in Gangs of New York. And they were flipping you off, getting in your face. They didn't like you not wearing a mask. Some of them put their hands on you. And they were really, though, again, thought they were very powerful, though.
Well, it's very odd that you have this group of what they would like to consider themselves anti-establishment. I don't know. I guess they would declare themselves liberals, but they think they're anti-establishment. They think they're anti-government, but they're really pro-establishment, working for the establishment, pro-government, asking for more government with the face masks and the vaccines and the government to step in their lives. That's what the whole thing is about. And so when I try to explain that to them, they obviously just don't talk, or they result in cursing. There were a couple individuals that were there who spoke to me. But here's the real phenomenon, Alex. They really had a zero turnout for their event yesterday. They had about 16 speakers. That's all these Antifa people here, or socialist restaurant workers, whatever they want to call themselves. They had about 16 speakers, and then they had every local media there, so all the local major news networks there, with their camera crews. So it was really a zero turnout event, other than the media showing up and their speakers showing up. And then there was me and my crew, and then a couple other patriot groups that were out there who were documenting it as well. So it was really a zero turnout event. Now, we had events, Alex, all year long, anti-mask events, open up Texas events, Trump was reelected events. Thousands of people show up, Alex. The local media never shows up. The local media never shows up. It's not a human interest story. It's like it never even happened. We get thousands of people to show up. We shut down the road sometimes. We have so many people. Local media never shows up. They have a zero turnout event, except from the organizers that showed up to speak and the media. And somehow that's considered a story. Somehow that's considered what the news is going to cover. And they all ran their specials. I was getting texted from people here last night. Hey, that you made a clip of the pro-mask rally yesterday. So they acted like it was a big successful event for them. They acted like, oh, this huge success. Restaurant workers are scared. They don't want things to open up. They want the mask forever. They all want the vaccine before they go back to work and all of this stuff. No, they don't. This was a small contingent of people that...
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Everyone that I know that's still on Twitter or Facebook shows me, and I was showing this by security guys yesterday, they're force-fed Antifa people's profiles and, hey, be friends with this person. So whereas we're all banned and blocked, they force-feed Black Lives Matter. You know, they took over all the major platforms and put the black block at the top and said, listen to this black music. They mean globalist, communist, establishment music. It is the megabanks. It is the corporations running death camps in China. It is the people exploiting us, running the lockdowns, making the biggest profits in history, bankrupting small farmers, bankrupting small businesses, killing old people in the nursing homes. It is the most monstrous, evil corporate establishment hidden behind this cloak of leftist wokeness, and then you go out and it's people literally in black voodoo outfits with top hats crossing their arms like they're some Marvel comic hero. I mean, these people are out of their freaking minds. And it's the same group that dress up as the Boogaloos locally. It's the same. I'm not saying all the Boogaloos are bad. I'm saying there's the same group. We go out there. It's them in the Boogaloo outfit. It's them in the Antifa outfit. You know, it's them wearing their 19th century outfits. And they're just ridiculous. And they're just, and again, they're trying to stop your speech, getting in your face. We're going to play a 5-minute excerpt of this when we come back on the other side. And then I promise, next hour, I will get to, at the very start, Putin's former chief of staff calls Trump a champion against the New World Order. It's powerful. I'm going to read it on air.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jones Show, and I'm extremely honored to be riding shotgun with the one and only Owen Schroyer. And I don't want to just make fun of these Antifa people who then LARP as steampunks or, I guess, folks from 100 years ago who are about to, you know, be involved in a gangland fight. It's just that they're posing as activists, they're posing as the resistance to the establishment. The entire globalist program, the entire media, the entire big tech system, Communist China is financing and funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So, again, they call it the Socialist Restaurant Workers Association. It's just a made-up name, and they get to always have a new name. It's the same 10 or 15 people. And they show up, and they call for Austin to stay closed. When the governor, who never had the power to order all this to begin with, the law wasn't passed in the legislature, raises the unconstitutional mask mandate. And the 100% occupancy. Oh, great. Half the businesses in Texas say they're never reopening. Half of them was the last number I saw. Great job, Abbott. And now you've got a bunch of other governors in like Wyoming and Montana and all over the place I saw this morning. They're lifting the mandate 100%. But the businesses have been trained after a year plus. And the employees want their PCR test. They want a ninny. They want to be test positive, they want to go home and watch Netflix. But I've talked to a lot of people. When they try to go back at their job, your job's not there anymore. Klaus Schwab did this. So again, we were a nation built on rugged individualism, but now we've gotten to the point where it's not good to be rugged, it's not good to be individuals. And I'll show you these two New York Times papers when we start the bottom of the hour next hour. But I want to get back to Owen Schroyer, and then I promise. I said I'd hit it this segment. I'm going to hit it at 6 after. Putin's former chief of staff calls Trump a champion against the New World Order. Very powerful article. It's totally true. And again, it's everything I talk about. If you understand this, we'll defeat the New World Order very quickly. So when I read this, I want this to sink into all of you. You have the same problem I have. You have the same blind spot I have. And I'm going to talk about that at 6 after. But please stay with us. I'm going to write a note here to cover my blind spot because this is our blind spot. Also, you shouldn't eat walnuts and try to talk after a break. I'm in my mouth. Little pieces. My blind spot. So I'll hit that start of the next hour. Going back to Owen Schroyer. Owen, you got a 5-minute compilation of this yesterday. They got all this lavish media coverage. The 15 people dressed up in Gangs of New York outfits walking around trying to violate your First Amendment, telling us we all need to wear masks, which they were always wearing masks as Antifa to begin with. So, again, it's all part of this shroud of death, the shroud of evil, the shroud that's going up over our faces that we're dirty and bad. And, you know, we're like a bottle of whiskey or a bunch of porno magazines. We've got to be put in a black bag. We've got to be disappeared. We've got to be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, and it's, again, sad. They had all the local news here, the late night local news, running this story. Oh, you know, socialist restaurant board fighting for masks and vaccine rights. And nobody showed up. But we have events with thousands of people that show up, and the local media acts like it doesn't even exist. But getting back to the actual event. So somebody wrote their talking point yesterday, 70% before 100%. And they're saying we must have 70% vaccinated before we can open 100%. So that's them, anti-fascist, declaring that they have the right to put a needle in your arm.
And that's what they kept saying to you. They were all parroting the exact lines of the left. I mean, these people are nothing but parrots.
Right. And so here's the irony, though, because this is what I foresee coming, at least here in Austin, Alex. We're going to find out starting tomorrow and then maybe give it a week or two who's actually going to take off the mask and who's not. You're going to get emails from, you know, your gyms or wherever you're a member, whatever else is going on, your work. Okay, we're lifting the mask. You're going to have restaurants that you're not going to have to wear it to walk in the door and then take it off when you sit down and that nonsense.
Oh, and my wife is getting all these emails of companies saying, don't worry, we're still going to wear the mask.
Right.
And our nanny is getting them, too. And I said, send every one of them a note saying, good, tell me when you're not going to do that, and that's when you'll get my business again. We need to stop complying with them, call their managers up, and push back instead of 15 leftists in every city speaking for us.
Well, and here's what's going to happen. This is what I think is going to happen. You're going to have that kind of a culture war, and there's going to be the restaurants and stuff that don't make you wear a mask, and then that's going to make these lazy bums want to play the victim again, and they're going to be mad that these other restaurants opened up and they don't have to wear masks, so they get to go to work and make money, and then they're not making money. So here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to start unleashing probably offensive, violent attacks on the restaurants that lift the mask mandate and actually let you go have a meal or a beverage without wearing a mask. They'll start attacking those restaurants. But
I agree with you. This is all Maoist psychology. Let's go to your 5-minute boil down report, then we'll come back and spend more time on this in the short segment and then right to this key speech and report by Putin's former chief of staff. Here it is.
Percentage increase in death in the United States.
I am not a scientist.
So you haven't done your research. I'll tell you, it's 0%, sir. The death rate has gone up 0% in the deadliest pandemic in U.S. history. How is that?
That's impossible. I think
that is impossible. So this guy is the perfect example of a human that's really not even human anymore. His cell phone decides everything. His cell phone decides his politics.
That's right.
God forbid he loses internet. What will you do then?
I'd probably kill myself, bro.
Well, at least you'd be saving the world from global warming, right? But see, this is what people do. This is what the liberals do to the truth right here. They just drown it out. They just drown it out. They act like they can't hear it. They close their eyes. They close their ears. They don't want to know the truth. And this is why they're censoring everybody on the internet right now that speaks the truth, because they just want the truth out of their lives. It's inconvenient for their lives. It's inconvenient for their totalitarianism. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom?
That's a false equivalency. You can be both pro-government and pro-personal.
The government restricts your freedom.
Only to a point where it prevents you from...
So you're pro-government?
I am pro-government to a point that prevents people from harming each other.
I'll give you credit. At least you're honest. You are pro-government.
Yes, sir.
So are you a communist? Do you want free stuff from the government?
For certain things, yes. Like the prevention of disease?
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom? pro-government or pro-freedom?
Well, I'm pro my body, my choice. So are you interested in women's rights?
So my body, my choice. So I don't want to take a vaccine or wear a mask. Is that okay?
I mean, I think if you want to die, that's fine with you.
I have never worn a mask, and I don't take any vaccines. I'm still alive.
But you can get the fuck away from me because you don't have a mask on, and I do.
But the mask protects you, right? Doesn't the mask protect you? It doesn't protect you.
By the way, they were playing this music to Blair and over Owen. That's not us playing that music.
What Ewok is trying to do is train people how to become union organizers in their workplace. Sure. Communism rules, dude. I'm going to end.
That's why everybody's trying to get out of Tommy's government. Come here.
You know, Karl Marx. Workers of the world, unite. We have nothing to lose but our pain.
Let this guy run.
As we beg to put the mask on our faces.
Your suit's a little too small.
No, stop.
We don't want communism.
But you know what's great?
Those are called muscles. If you worked out, you may know something.
Called muscles. I need, baby.
My brain's bigger than yours, too. The mask is actually an IQ test. You failed.
Did our sacrifice result in any action from our governor?
Yeah, you destroyed your own prosperity. The government owes you nothing.
You're already battling food insecurity. Get the f*** away from me.
Yeah!
Hey.
Hit pause.
Take someone.
Yeah.
Hit pause, guys. Back it up 20 seconds. We're going to come back and play the rest of this. But the United Nations admits that 200... And what's the latest number? 87 million people are starving on the verge of death. Double the number of people died last year of starvation, something like 35 million instead of the usual 15, 16, 17 million. They admit that billions could starve and that the lockdowns were bad. After the UN recommends it and does it, then they got heat and they went, oh, okay, yeah, but still the nation states are getting IMF and World Bank money. They actually continue the lockdowns in Africa and areas of Latin America, causing total collapse and giant migrant groups to surge, who are then organized into UN invasion forces and brought in here and then politically brainwashed against what's left of Western republics. That's the globalists using the collapse of the third world they did to cause mass starvation, then use those refugees as a weapon against us. Instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis looms. That was back, what, in April of last year. So that's almost a year ago. That is 11 months ago. I'm going from memory. Was that in March or April, that article? In the New York Times, of all places. So they're going, we've got a looming food crisis. Keep everything, you hear? We've got a looming food crisis. Let's keep the economy shut. Which is what Klaus Schwab wants to do, to starve the third world to death, you dumb, stupid witch. You go get 5 university degrees. You've got a job as a bartender. Nothing against you. You want to stay shut. But you're talking about starvation when you're the people that starve everyone. Move to North Korea if you love communism so much, you dimwit. Power. Number 2 straight ahead. Tell everybody tune in now or roll over to die.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Listeners ask me all the time.